I'm the villainess of this piece. The deadly little murderess who brings death with a gay swoop and a tiny sting. Oh, they're after me, all right, with spray guns and freon bombs. But I'm still around in the places I love best. The swamps, the puddles, the water-filled ruts of muddy roads. My name is Anopheles. Madam Anopheles, if you don't mind. Because in my case, the female is really more deadly than the male. And I have a special gift, a very special gift, for anyone who is careless enough to welcome me. And that gift is malaria.
Your science magazine of the air. Here is a tale of the infinite patience and unsung daring fighting against a tiny but powerful enemy. Here is She-Devil, starring Andre Baruch as narrator.
The silence was alive with the marching jungle. For 15 years there was silence. The giant steam shovels rested their huge jaws on the weed-choked earth. Picks lost their pointed glitter. Abandoned, the shovels wasted their usefulness, the wood of their handles feeding the hungry earth. For 15 years, failure marked the grave of hope. That was the Panama Canal.
And no one knew that I did it. No one really knew. The Frenchmen came to Panama. They brought good equipment. It wasn't good enough. They dug deep. And in between, they slapped at me, cursed at me, and died on account of me. When the Frenchmen gave up and went home, that was my victory.
They died by the thousands. Those Frenchmen and their helpers who tried to duplicate the Suez Canal across the Isthmus of Panama. They died like the proverbial flies because of the mosquito.
Yellow fever took many of them.
Yellow fever brought by the black and white devil called Stegomyia fascietta.
Malaria took the rest. Malaria brought by the speed demon with the buzzing wings called Anopheles.
And nevertheless, it was meant to be. The Atlantic was meant to be wedded to the Pacific through Panama. But not before many men of many nations had completed the long, hard task of finding the cause and naming the carrier of death. Strangely enough, after the tremendous defeat of the French in Panama, it was a medical officer of the French army who took the first step forward. He worked in Algiers in 1880. His name was Charles Laveran.
It is my privilege to report to the world of science that I have succeeded in isolating the plasmodium, the parasite of malaria. This cell contains the cause of the disease, if it is not the cause of malaria itself.
So they thought they had a clue, these detectives with their lenses and test tubes. But they didn't have me yet. Finding a fingerprint is one thing. Matching it to the suspect is something else. Something else, indeed.
But the second step, matching the fingerprint to the suspect, wasn't very far off. The step was taken by another scientist in uniform, this time the uniform of the British Army. From Algiers, the tide of battle swung to teeming India, where British Army doctor Major Ronald Ross accepted Laveran's parasite and began to look around for a likely suspect.
Isaid? Isaid, Major Ross, please, you wake up now?
Oh, Bantu. What is it, Bantu?
Isaid sleeps all night here in the laboratory.
Yes, I suppose it is time to be waking up. Oh, wait a moment, Bantu. Let me look at this. I mounted this on the slide last night, just before I fell asleep.
Yes, Sahib.
It is. I wasn't sure last night. I was too sleepy, but now I know that it is.
Is what, Sahib?
It's that fever that runs riot through this country of yours.
Oh, very hot, very cold. I know, Sahib. My father, he died with that. Malaria.
Well, Bantu, right here on this slide is the answer to the riddle. You see? Here.
Uh-huh. But inside, Major, that is just a little dead mosquito.
Exactly. And in that little dead mosquito are Charles Laveran's malaria parasites.
Inside, please, I do not understand.
Oh, of course, Bantu, you wouldn't understand, but that doesn't matter.
I've proven that malaria is spread by, of all things, the Anopheles mosquito.
For his work, for his proof that malaria is carried by the Anopheles mosquito, Major Ross became Sir Ronald Ross and received the Nobel Prize for Science.
But they didn't have me yet. They had their clues, all their evidence. But they hadn't caught me yet. Or put me where I couldn't kill. I'm a toughie, I am.
In 1898, thousands of American soldiers came to Havana, Cuba. That same year, an American army doctor joined his French and British brother scientists in the same fight. Also in 1898, Major William Crawford Burgess was appointed Chief Sanitary Officer, United States Army Medical Department, at Havana, Cuba. The wheels of progress turn in many ways and many places. They spin at the call of many men of many nations. In 1881, a Cuban put two and two together. He voiced an opinion, but no one listened. For 19 years, that man was a single voice in the wilderness of disease and yellow death. Then in August of 1900, this Cuban with an Irish name received four visitors.
I am Dr. Finlay, gentlemen.
I'm Major Walter Reed, United States Army, sir. This is Dr. James Carroll, Dr. Jesse Lazar, and a countryman of yours, Dr. Aracidi Agramonte.
A pleasure.
How do you do?
A pleasure, gentlemen. Well, gentlemen?
Dr. Finley, we're a commission appointed by the Surgeon General, United States Army, to make a detailed study of yellow fever.
I'm sure you're familiar with the present figures, Doctor.
That our Army has lost more men in the recent campaign through yellow fever and malaria than through bullets.
And you gentlemen come to me. May I ask what for?
Well, Dr. Finley, I have taken the liberty as your countryman to advise my friends of your opinion on the cause of the disease.
Well, 20 years it's been that I've taught, scolded, and prayed, and finally... excuse me. Well, gentlemen, where shall I begin?
At the beginning, Dr. Finley.
Well, you might say it begins with the summer migration to the mountains of those people who can afford it.
And the fever has always seemed to start in low, hot places.
And near stagnant water and swamps, Dr. Reed. It also has been observed to follow the prevailing wind.
True enough, sir, but what does it all add up to? Agrimony has told us hardly anything.
To me, it adds up to some body, object, animal, or insect that comes in summer, loves swamps, and he's light enough to move with the wind.
I follow your deduction, sir, but
now, one moment, Doctor, please. I have watched yellow fever and malaria rage unchecked through Havana all my life. But almost 20 years ago, a discovery was made in India by Sir Ronald Ross. He discovered the Anopheles mosquito. Gentlemen, that's something for me. We are notorious for our mosquitoes here. Little black and white striped beauties they are, the Stegomaya fasciata. I am definitely convinced they are the carriers of yellow fever.
But have you any proof? Have you made any controlled experiments? Have you any laboratory records?
Of course not, Dr. Reed. Humans are the only ones to become infected. I have never experimented on human guinea pigs.
Then your deductions are merely logic, Dr. Finley. You have no proof.
And we must have proof, sir.
Oh, but gentlemen, what do you offer for your proof?
Ourselves, Dr. Finley.
There and then began the immortal 6 months of the United States Army's Yellow Fever Commission in Cuba. There and then the first chapter was set down that grew into the proof that Major Walter Reed, United States Army, was searching for.
Proof that the mosquito really does carry yellow fever.
Dr. James Carroll caught the disease. Recovered.
Dr. Jesse Lazar caught the disease. Died within a few days.
Privates John Kissinger and John Moran volunteered as human guinea pigs.
Major Walter Reed, United States Army, proved once and for all that the mosquito does carry yellow fever.
So what? The great medical detectives. They had their proof. They matched the clues, the fingerprints, under their microscopes. They called me murderous. But did they have me? Had they caught me and all my billions on billions of female relatives whose favorite pastime is giving yellowjack and malaria to silly human beings? Of course they hadn't caught me. I don't play easy to get, believe me.
No, they hadn't caught her. The tiny winged villain of the piece. Stegomyia fasciata for Yellowjack. Anopheles for Malaria. But back there in 1898, another major from the Army's medical department had come to Cuba. And if Major Walter Reed was the scientific detective who obtained the proof against this murderess, then Major William Gorgas was the policeman who made the arrest.
All right, Reed says the mosquito is the cause. We'll get rid of the mosquito.
You're crazy, Bill.
Am I?
You can get rid of mosquitoes. You can order the whole population to wear mosquito nets and gloves. You can make the Army take precautionary measures. But you can't get rid of mosquitoes. It's impossible.
Is it?
All right, Bill. Stop grinning and tell me.
Look, old Doc Finley had the right idea. These little she-devils breed in stagnant water, swamps, ditches, even wheel ruts on the road.
Correct. Nothing new in that.
Right. Well, then once we've drained the swamps, cleaned out the stagnant areas, poured oil on every bit of water where the bugs might breed, there'll be no more mosquitoes.
Who do you think you are, Bill? Hercules?
Not quite. Just another doctor in the Army. But I'm going to lick this thing. With the help of every soldier and civilian who wants to pitch in. And if that makes me crazy, we'll make the most of it.
Gorgas and his crews descended on Havana and its surroundings. When they left, the city and its outskirts had been literally mopped up. Yellow fever had disappeared from Cuba.
Thought he had me, did he? Why, that little policeman with his screams and oil sprays and drainage ditches. Take more than him to stamp me out. Why, I killed more than 20,000 workmen all by myself when the French were trying to build the Panama Canal.
The Panama Canal. June 1904. Colonel William Crawford Gorgas, implacable enemy of the she-devil, arrived in the canal zone to head the sanitary department of the United States Army Medical Corps.
I need more men, I tell you. I need supplies. You expect me to drive the skeeters out of Panama by myself?
I'm sorry, Colonel, but we can't spare a man.
You've got to.
It's no use, Colonel. All our Army personnel are engineers, needed desperately to lead the gangs of native workers. Perhaps you'd better write to Washington.
Write to Washington? I'll borrow a technique of the engineers. I'll blast to Washington.
Colonel William C. Gorgas, Canal Zone, Panama. It will be impossible for the medical department to supply you with any additional personnel. We appreciate your position and suggest you do the best you can with what you have, as no money has been appropriated for the...
Here are the latest hospital reports. Panama City and Colonel.
Thank you. Yellow fever. Malaria, yellow fever. How's the work going, Sergeant?
The work, sir?
Yes, on the canal.
Oh, not very well, sir. The men are dropping from the fever all around, and the natives are refusing to sign on for jobs. They say it's sign enough to die, sir.
It's the Frenchman's story all over again.
Yes, sir. And the commandant at the hospital, he says it looks like a real epidemic to him, Colonel.
Well, maybe some good will come out of this after all. Usually takes an epidemic of some sort to get action. Now we have the epidemic, so action ought to be forthcoming very shortly.
Action was forthcoming. The 1905 epidemic in the canal zone had its repercussions in the proper places. Soon men and materiel were on their way to Gorgas. He drew his battle lines, deployed his shock troops and his reserves, and joined battle with the winged enemy.
Si, senor.
Good afternoon. I am the district inspector for fever control, senora.
You are the what?
I'm the... Oh, well, never mind. Senora, look. There are new rules. And I'm afraid you will have to obey them.
Rules. Always the new rules. Very well. What are the rules, senor?
Well, first of all, you see this water barrel right here?
See?
Well, you must screen it. Now, you'll have to clean up the water troughs on the eaves of this house. Mm-hmm. And you're going to have to throw away all water containers. Comprende?
Si, senor.
Good. Well, you see, we want you to pump only water for what you need.
You make rules. You make more work. What for this craziness, senor?
Well, you know the fever, senora.
Si, I know the fever very well.
Then, if you do as we ask, you will help to drive the fever out of Panama.
I don't understand, senor.
Well, look. Your water barrel. The eaves of your house. Up there, see?
Yes.
Well, you see up there where the rain is collecting? Those are breeding places for mosquitoes. And they're what give you the fever.
So?
Oh, yes, it's so. You will do this, senor.
Oh, si, si, I do it, senor.
Ah, gracias. And, oh, yes, one more thing. This special water container right here.
Si, senor.
Well, it's just a mosquito trap. Place it out back. Empty water. Refill every 3 days. Mm-hmm. That will help, too.
You do this at every house in Panama?
Yes, at every house in Panama. It may not be very exciting, senora, but this is the battle of the mosquito. And if we win it, we will be able to build the canal.
They won that part of it, of course. The canal itself is proof of that. But that was hardly the whole story.
Gorgas, the mosquito policeman, beat my cousin Stegomaya. But he still had me, Anopheles, to capture or destroy. And that was quite a job. Quite a job. You see, I'm a pretty special kind of gal.
Yes, Mrs. Anopheles was a very special kind of lady. She had special and very tricky habits. Most of them were good defenses. One was not. This was the weakness in her armor that Bill Gorgas was searching for.
All right, Larry. Let her loose.
Check your netting. She's dynamite, this baby. Loaded with malaria, probably.
Okay, I'm set if you are. Pull the cork.
There she goes. Watch her. Watch her.
Yeah, okay. Now, if we could just train her to fly in a straight line. Well, there she is. Oh, holy smoke. Patience it takes. Just watching one little old mosquito. Hey, what do you suppose the colonel wants this information?
Well, think that does it, kid?
Well, it ought to. And all the time we've been checking this little lady. You know, she's never flown more than 200 yards from the spot where you released her.
Yeah, but are we sure?
Sure we're sure. Let's make out the report and tell the colonel.
Wait, hold it, kid. There's a little job I have to do first. Come here, sweetheart. Come on, baby. I'll light some place. Okay, kid, let's go. I done my day's bit towards stamping out the menace of malaria.
That was the secret. The Anopheles seldom flies more than a half a mile from the place where it is born. With that information in his hands, Bill Gorgas went to work once again.
All swamps near inhabited places are to be drained. All underbrush near inhabited places to be cut.
All grass over 1 foot high. All flower beds within the range of Anopheles to be eliminated.
Kerosene and crude oil to be poured on all ponds, lakes, and pools. Ditches to be oiled.
All right, so the mosquito cop Gorgas got me. Drove me out of range of the malaria bait they call humans in the canal zone. They built their canal, okay. But, well, you'll see. I'm not dead yet. Not by a long shot.
You bet your boots Bill Gorgas beat that she-devil with malaria in her stinger. One set of figures all by themselves tells the story.
19-6. 40% of all canal workers were admitted to hospitals with malaria. 19-13. The percentage of canal workers admitted to the hospital with malaria was only 10%.
The simple story of a great victory in bare figures. From 40 to 10% in 7 years. With 8 million feet of drainage ditches behind the work. With grass cut,
Underbrush destroyed millions on millions of gallons of oil, poured on the quiet waters where Anopheles laid her eggs and hatched her death-laden offspring. And then, years later, when Bill Gorgas' work was honored history, when Walter Reed was the name on a great army hospital, thousands of young men passed through the great canal that is the enduring monument to Gorgas and Reed. Passed through on their way to the making of more history in the far places of the world. Passed through on their way to
the South Pacific, New Guinea, Halmahera, Buna, New Britain.
But first, on August 7th, 1942, Guadalcanal. Guadalcanal, where we met the Jap and took our first step back on the long, long road to Tokyo. There, the men of the Marines and the men of the Army met the enemy and handed him his first defeat. But something else was lurking in the copra jungles, in the dank, infested mass of undergrowth and leaf rot in the deepest forests on that long island.
Yes, I was there, waiting for the juicy morsels they call Americans. Old Gorgas thought he'd had me done for, but I waited, and I came back. And I enjoyed myself, watching them sweat and shiver in the jungles, watching them stagger out of the foxholes, watching them pray for the quinine the Japs had, but the Yanks had to do without. Yes, indeed, I enjoyed myself. I was putting out of action 10 times more Americans than were the Japs.
But not for long. For the malariologists, the malaria survey units, the malaria control teams of the United States Army Medical Department went into the field with the men who used the guns. They went into the field armed with everything from
mosquito nets to bulldozers,
fever thermometers to atabrine,
microscopes to DDT.
They went at it in the tradition of Bill Gorgas. They went after the old enemy, the she-devil with a load of death in her belly. They used bulldozers to destroy the water-filled ruts in the roads where she bred her offspring. They used knapsack sprays to cover every puddle, every pool with oil and DDT. They used atabrine in place of quinine. And where Bill Gorgas had hand-sprayed the lakes of Panama, the malaria control teams in this war used
airplanes. On Saipan, airplanes sprayed the entire island with DDT as soon as our men landed. Today, there's scarcely a fly or a mosquito on the entire island. And, of course, there is no malaria.
Patience. Infinite patience. Skill. Unimagined skill. New techniques, new tools for use against an ancient enemy. The mosquito and the death she carries has been banished from many far places. But the fight goes on, and will go on until all the strange far places are safe for human beings, safe for the pursuits of peace and the progress that will make the world a better, cleaner, safer place for all mankind.
You have just heard She-Devil, starring Andre Baruch as narrator. This has been a presentation of your science magazine of the air. This is the Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.